So in this video, we're just going to have a look on the code editor, the first look at the code editor. So what we're going to do is that if I just go here in my solution explorer, I'm having nothing here. But for example, if I just go to file, new, and a file, and just simply add a new file that is maybe any of the file here. So here are the number of files that I can add in Visual Studio that are being listed here. For example, let's try adding a VLC sharp class. And okay, there you go. And here it comes. So one thing to notice here is that I have created a class here, class1.cs, but you have automatically created a solution here. So I would like to tell you about that. The solution is the root, the root folder or the root location that holds all of the projects and the files in it. So whenever I'm creating a file without creating a solution or a project, so solution is automatically created by Visual Studio. So here, if I see that the code is visible in front of me, I can minimize and maximize the code. Whereas there are some really nice options in VL Studio. Number one is that renaming. For example, if I want to rename that, I would simply right click and rename, and I would say, let's say, sawtooth, and apply. There you go. So I cannot rename except rather refactoring my code in this way, that rename this, then rename this, and rename all the stuff, control F, and doing things like that. So it becomes a bit harder for the developer to do that. With that, it also has autocomplete. For example, if I say string, so it lists all of the options that are related to the string. For let's say string is equal to there you go. So it gives me the autocomplete as well. Whereas there are some code snippets that we can use to just save our time and reuse our code. Let's say if I just go to the toolbox before code snippets, let's just go something else. For example, if I just go here and just type a few lines of code, let's copy this. And I've copied this. Let's say this is the code that I might use later on. So what I would simply do is just drag this and drop it here. I can simply rename the item, let's say test code, and make sense. Whereas I've already done that for you guys, and for example, if I drag and drop it here, still all of my code is listed here, though it's having a lot of errors. I'm not gonna go in detail for that. So this is one of the way to reuse your code. You can make a simple code snippet here, and you can drag and drop. With that, there is also some basic code snippets available for the language that you're developing in. If I just go into the edit, I'll just go to the IntelliSense, insert snippet, the shortcut keys Control K and Control X. There you go. Insert snippets, VLC sharp. And let's try to add for each loop. There you go. So it tells me that it's variable, item, and collection. Makes sense. So it stops all the code here. And let's say I'm gonna type in that console.WriteLine and blah blah blah. There you go. Not only this, but I can also type that from here. For example, for tab tab. There you go. So it stops all the code here. I want to create a new property. The simple thing is prop tab tab. I want to create a dependency property. I would simply say prop dp tab tab. There you go. So here I have stubbed a dependency property. So one of the other option that I would just like to show you guys is that I'm typing something here and it's really useless. That might be a comment or something else. So there's a shortcut key to just comment out your code or comment out the comments or lines or document something, Control K, Control C. And to uncomment that is Control K, Control U to uncomment that. So this is one of the shortcut key that you can use in Visual Studio. Not only this, but we can also create. This isn't the only way to work in Visual Studio. We can also create some projects here. For example, if I just go to File, New, and go to the Project, and I have a lot of options here in the project. For example, I can create a blank universal application. Go to the Windows section. First of all, I'm having the segregation with respect to the language. For example, which language I'm going to choose. Let's say I'm going to choose TypeScript. So there are all of the templates available for the TypeScript. Visual Basic, there are all templates available for Visual Basic. Visual C Sharp, there is the template available for Visual C Sharp. So let's try console application, and console application, let's say OK. There we go. And it's creating a console project for me. It's asked me that do you want to choose a source control system? You can choose a Team Foundation control or use Microsoft JIT with GitHub or any of the JIT. For example, Bitbucket is also an example for using JIT. So what actually does is that it creates a solution, it creates a console application project, it has properties in that, assembly info, references already added, and it has programmed a CS file. So there you go. So this is how, this was a basic overview of coding environment for a very beginner or very for a person who is very new to the Visual Studio. And we discussed about the code snippet, we discussed about the intelligence, but one thing we just forgot is that the search option. For example, Control F pops up the search. For example, if I just want to search main, and okay, makes sense, main, we have searched that. I can also select some options here. For example, I want to search the current project, all open documents, current block of code. Wow, that's amazing. And the next thing is that the match the whole word and match the case. For example, if I just matched, say, to match the case. Say main, main, so it isn't able to match the case here. Let's say string, no string is available. If you say string, so string is available. Let's say s. So it highlights all of the s available in the entire solution because our scope is entire solution right now. I can find next or simply press F3 to just move forward, and there you go. And when it ends, it would let me know that I have ended. But as we are searching an entire solution, so it has searched the entire solution and is navigating between different files. So this was the search option. I hope you liked the tutorial, and don't forget to comment and give your feedback. Thank you.